I think one of the great all-time jazz ballads, written by Tad Dameron, Soul Train. What a beautiful song. Jay Thomas, the tenor saxophonist, was heard there, and the piano interlude taken there by John Hansen. This is from an album that was arranged by Oliver Grunewald, Oliver Grunewald's New Net, featuring Jay Thomas from the album I Always Knew. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. I have a variety of things today, some older pieces as well as some recent ones. Here's one that came out a couple of years ago. This is Invisible Sounds, music of Kenny Wheeler, played by Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and flugelhorn with Steve Tressler reeds. This is a piece I recorded for an NPR show at the Royal Room in Seattle, with Ingrid and Steve, Jeff Keezer on piano, Martin Wind on bass, John Wiekan on drums, and this piece by Kenny Wheeler is titled Old Time, live at the Royal Room.
Thank you. tiptoe gently through my dream. Don't disturb my sleep, 'cause if I wake up, the romance will break up, and dreams don't usually keep. Walk on velvet through my mind, your footsteps might intrude, and in the alarm you might leave my arms, so please don't disturb the mood. The scene we're playing seems bound for a happy end. The things you're saying send my heart on an upward trend. Tiptoe gently through my dream, tread with utmost care. Don't go and mix it up unless you can fix it up for me to wake and find you there. Yet it does look the vivid you did lately out. Oh, they did the little day out. Shaking it up, but little day day do you do. Oh, way be it about. Sada bova, bada bova. Move it up, up. Play, leave it, doodle, doodle, so bo be do you do be do ya away that the do that kick gently through my dream. Don't disturb my sleep, 'cause if I wake up, the romance will break up, and dreams don't usually keep. Walk on velvet through my mind, your footsteps might intrude, and in the alarm you might leave my arms, so please don't disturb the mood. The scene we're playing seems bound for a happy end. The things you're saying send my heart on an upward trend. Tiptoe gently through my dream, tread with utmost care. Don't go and mix it up unless you can fix it up for me to wake and find you there. I said, don't go and mix it up unless you can fix it up for me to wake and find you there.
It's Kelly Johnson singing a rarely heard gem. Carmen McRae recorded that years and years ago, but it's called Tiptoe Gently, and it was a song written by the Dutch accordion player Matt Matthews. Kelly Johnson singing here with great accompaniment from Michael Glenn on bass. John Hansen was the pianist, Kendrick Scott on drums. Tiptoe Gently from Kelly Johnson's latest release, Something Good, well titled. And before that, Invisible Sounds for Kenny Wheeler, a Kenny Wheeler composition, performed by Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Steve Tressler on tenor sax. Both of them growling away. That's sort of rough-hewn music. Sounds like a Canadian lumberjack had a hand in that one. Jeffrey Keyser on piano, Martin Wind on bass, John Wiecan on drums, recorded live at the Royal Room and contained in the album Invisible Sounds for Kenny Wheeler. Songs by the great Canadian-born trumpet player and composer. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. On the jazz calendar today, there are jazz jams at Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, the Angry Beaver on Greenwood, and Cafe Racer in Seattle. On Monday night, Jose Juicy Gonzalez Quintet plays at the Royal Room. Hopscotch will be at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. And there are jams at the Nectar Lounge and Capital Cider in Seattle. Tuesday and Wednesday, a couple of great guitarists team up at Jazz Alley. Martin Taylor and Frank Vignola will be performing together Tuesday and Wednesday. There's a jazz jam at the Owl and Thistle on Tuesday nights. Joe Doria presents at the Sea Monster. Wednesday, there's Alexis Cole with Corey Weeds for the Whatcom Jazz Music and Arts Center at Sylvia Center in Bellingham. Eastside Jazz presents a postponed concert by Jovino Santos Neto Quintet at Resonance. This was postponed due to the weather, but it warmed up and the snow melted. Anyhow, they rescheduled it for February 5th, Wednesday night. Evan Florey Barnes will be presenting his music at Sea Monster Wednesday night. The Westerlies have been having a West Fest, playing various locations, some educational things and other events. They'll be performing in concert with Celise Henderson at the Royal Room on Thursday night. Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks have their regular session at Barca on Capitol Hill on Thursdays. Friday, Nancy Erickson will be singing at Egan's, and the Westerlies will be performing with Robin Holcomb at the Chapel. Greta Matassa Trio will be at the Triple Door Music Aquarium. Kiki Valera and Kubache at the North City Bistro. That's always a sellout. And Jovino Santos Neto will be playing at Vito's. Next Saturday night, Greta Quintet will be at the Royal Room, Latin and Cuban night at the Sea Monster. Gregory Porter will be singing at the Moor, and Patricia Barber will be playing and singing at the Triple Door. Kelly Eisenhower Quartet will be at Boxley's in North Bend, Gail Pettis and Jovino at the North City Bistro, and Karim Candy at Vito's. A lot of good stuff going on next Saturday night. Tough to make a choice between those things. If you'd like more information about good things to see and do, check the KNKX calendar, and for a very complete jazz calendar, see earshot.org. Here's music from the Westerlies' latest recording. The Westerlies group has been in residence in Seattle recently, doing a series of educational workshops, as well as doing a few concerts, including a couple coming up this week. This comes from the latest recording by the Westerlies, and we'll hear this brass quartet playing traditional sounding music. It's called Robert Henry, the Westerlies. Thank you.
Thank you.
as a composition by the guitarist Lucas Winter, Monk Derivative. Lucas Winter heard on guitar here with Ben Feldman on bass, Gus Carnes on piano, and Xavier Le Couturier on drums from Xavier Le Couturier's album Carrier. Nominated this year for Northwest Jazz Record of the Year, the Earshot Awards coming up. The new issue of Earshot Jazz Magazine has a complete ballad. Before Xavier Le Couturier, we were listening to a tune from the new recording by the Westerlies, the Brass Quartet, which is currently in Seattle doing a series of workshops and concerts this next week. The piece we heard titled Robert Henry, given a traditional brass band flavor there. Coming up in the next week, the Westerlies featuring Celise Henderson will be at the Royal Room on Thursday, and then performing with Robin Holcomb at the Chapel on Friday. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest every Sunday afternoon at this time, focusing on the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Next, music from Portland-based trumpet player Charlie Porter and his new album called Immigration Nation. It's divided into two large parts, six subdivisions within each. The first part is called Leaving Home, and the second part is New Beginnings. This comes from the Leaving Home section, third part of the first section, Leaving Home. This is called Divergent Paths and has to do with families and friends being split up and going in different directions. Charlie Porter, the composer and trumpet player, with Nick Biello on tenor sax, Oscar Perez piano, David Wong bass, and Kenneth Salters on drums. This is Divergent Paths.
Thank you.
Great Canadian alto saxophonist P.J. Perry recorded here in performance at the Yardbird Suite in Edmonton, Alberta. Edmonton-based P.J. Perry on alto sax, joined here by John Mayer at piano, Steve Wallace bass, and Quincy Davis on drums in a John Lewis, Dizzy Gillespie composition called Two Bass Hit. This comes from an album on the Cellar Live label called Alto Gusto, featuring P.J. Perry. Before that, Portland trumpet player Charlie Porter, music from his wonderful new album called Immigration Nation, played by a great ensemble here, from this two-part suite, part one Leaving Home and the section titled Divergent Paths. Charlie Porter on trumpet, Nick Biello on tenor sax, Oscar Perez piano, David Wong bass, and Kenneth Salters at the drums. Charlie Porter on trumpet from Immigration Nation. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. Next, we'll hear a recording which is nominated for this year's Northwest Jazz Recording of the Year, the Earshot Ballad. This is from a three-disc set recorded over 10 years, the first disc recorded in 2008, the second and third discs recorded in a couple of marathon recording sessions in 2018. This is the lead-off piece from the second of the three discs, Agua. Marina Albero is the pianist. Lots of flavors of Spanish and flamenco music in here, as well as some Catalan references, too. I'm sure she's from Barcelona originally, now a Seattle resident. This is the overture from Agua, Marina Albero. Thank you. That was the overture from Agua, the second of the three discs set by Marina Albero, solo piano, from A Life soundtrack. The album has been nominated for Northwest Recording of the Year. I'm Jim Wilkie. That's all the time we have for today. We have a podcast available at knkx.org, or you can stream the program anytime at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.